Four British citizens who've been held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba for more than 3 years are returning to London today. They are among more than 550 people from some 40 countries captured after the September 11th attacks on the United States and held without charge. All four are Muslim. British human rights campaigners have petitioned the government to have the men released once they land in Britain. NPR's London correspondent Anthony Kuhn joins me now. Who are these four men?
Well, the best known of them is a man named Moazzam Begg. He's a 37-year-old father of four, and he lives in Birmingham. And he ran an Islamic bookstore when he was there. The other three are all from London. There is Faroz Abbasi, a computer sciences student, Richard Belmar, who is reportedly a former Royal Mail worker, and there's a man named Martin Mubanga, who is a dual British and Zambian national and reportedly a former motorcycle courier. Now, these men were considered to be among the top value detainees in Guantanamo Bay. In other words, they were all considered eligible for trial by a military commission. All of them are also suspected of involvement with Al-Qaeda, and they were all detained in or shortly after leaving Afghanistan or Pakistan, so they share similar backgrounds.
Although they all say that they are innocent.
That's correct, and there have been no charges formally brought against them. We also know that Prime Minister Blair personally asked President Bush to release these men, and the release came after protracted negotiations involving U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell and British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw.
There have been claims that these men, along with other detainees at Guantanamo, were tortured. What do the men themselves say about how they were treated?
Well, many of the allegations of torture that came to light were in a letter from Moazzam Begg to his lawyers back in July of last year. The letter was delivered from Guantanamo without being censored, and in the letter, Begg says that he was held at Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan and that he witnessed the killing of two fellow prisoners there. He also says that he was later held in solitary confinement at Camp Echo in Guantanamo, and that he was put in a windowless room and deprived of sunlight and fresh food for up to a year. He also charges that he was subjected to racial taunts and insults, and that he was stripped naked and marched past U.S. personnel with cameras there. Another of the detainees, Martin Mubanga, also claims that he was abused. He says that interrogators stood on his hair and subjected him to extreme hot and cold temperatures. Now, at the time, the Pentagon didn't respond to any of the specific allegations these men made. The Pentagon just issued a statement saying that the interrogation techniques being used at Guantanamo were in line with internationally accepted standards. But the family members and human rights groups and the Muslim organizations who've been campaigning for these men are very worried about their mental and physical state right now.
Is it likely that once they get home, the British government will hold them or try them?
They will be detained when they get back. What's going to happen is they will arrive back by Royal Air Force plane. They'll be taken to Paddington Green, a police facility in London. And there, police officers will question them based on the terrorist act of 2001 to see if they are still eligible for indictment. Now, one problem is that this British terrorism law has itself come into question because it's allowed for the detention without trial of terrorist suspects. And Britain's High Court has said that that's not compatible with the rule of law. Also, we have a precedent. Five other detainees from Guantanamo were brought back last year. They were questioned and very quickly released. Now, given the allegations that these men were tortured, there is a question whether any evidence, any interrogation evidence obtained there in Guantanamo would be admissible in court. Muslim groups yesterday met with Home Office Minister Hazel Bleers, and they lobbied her to let these men have immediate medical treatment upon returning back to the UK.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn in London. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Renee.